Where protesters and counter-protesters gathered Saturday to talk about free speech has a history here in Boston. In fact, these words once rang out near the Common.
To suppress free speech is a double wrong. It violates the right of the hearer as well as those of the speaker. It is just as criminal to rob a man of his right to speak and hear as it would be to rob him of his money. I have no doubt that Boston will vindicate this right.
Well, that sounds like something that might have been written over the weekend, but in fact, that was Ossie Davis reading a plea that was made in 1860 by former slave, abolitionist, and orator Frederick Douglass. This is his plea for free speech, and joining us to talk about Douglass's words is John Stauffer, a professor of English and African American Studies at Harvard University. He's also co-curated an exhibit that's on display at the Museum of African American History titled Picturing Frederick Douglass, the Most Photographed American of the 19th Century. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So why did Douglass feel the need to speak out?
He spoke out on the edge of Boston Common 157 years ago to commemorate the anniversary of John Brown's execution. John Brown was a leading militant abolitionist who, with a group of whites and blacks in an attempt to end slavery, invaded the federal arsenal at Harper's Ferry in October of 1859. He was captured. All but five of the raiders were killed or captured. Brown was tried and found guilty of treason and murdered and executed November 2nd. And so Douglass, who had been a friend of Brown, wanted to commemorate him and his legacy on the edge of Boston and also champion abolitionists. Douglass was one of the most famous figures in the United States. He was a leading abolitionist. And it also coincided with a secession. South Carolina was in the midst of secession. Lincoln had won the election a month earlier. Southerners had vowed that if a Republican was elected, they would secede. And so a number of Bostonians who were anti-abolitionists, who were horrified at the idea of disunion, attacked the hall. And they silenced Douglass on the 3rd of December in trying to commemorate a fellow abolitionist.
Just in the, I'm sorry that we're so pressed for time. We have 1 minute left exactly.
Okay.
So are we, when you look at what happened Saturday, does it feel like we're fighting the same fight?
We are fighting the same fight. We're fighting the same fight in the sense that then, although there's an irony, then conservatives concluded that progressive or radical voices would destroy America. They would destroy a union that included a slave society that existed from the founding. Now, progressives conclude that conservatives will destroy a post-civil rights America and trying to preserve what I and many others see as a white man's democracy that had been placed for most of American history. And there have always been, in a sense, limits on free speech.
All right. And the fight will continue. John Stauffer, history and English and African American history professor at Harvard University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.